All right, this is taped to broadcast, Jimmy Cabs, for the Very Manic Jimmy Cabs Show. I'm here with Martin Millard, correct?
That's right, yeah. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
The Goblin, back in the United States. How does it feel to be back in the United States?
It feels great. You know, it's been a long year, but it seems we've already been here once already when we come out with Clutch, which was great for us. But it's good to be back here headlining and playing our own shows. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
You know, one of the things that's very interesting about Orange Goblin, lately your audience has been expanding to a whole new demographic. A lot of it has to do, obviously, with the great record that you put out last year. But you're getting more exposure. How do you feel about that? And do you think that will affect you when you start writing for the new record?
No, I don't think it affects us at all. We're pretty down-to-earth guys. I wouldn't say that... We got better exposure, I agree, but I don't think it's nowhere near enough that's going to affect us, i.e. Our standard of living, where we are as people, you know. We're the same four guys who've been, on this lonely path for, 20 years, so I don't think it'll affect us at all. I think we're fine. It won't even affect our writing. I mean, we will take influences from different experiences, mm-hmm. Which like we've always done, especially in Ben's lyrics. We're just embracing anything we can. If we get a little bit of exposure here, there, and all over the place, and it's all the better, And we enjoy it. We take what we get. Everything to us is a bonus.
I would figure it'd be more pleasurable for you as a musician to be seeing a whole new audience come in and really grasping the Orange Goblin.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so good about that Clutch tour we done earlier in the year. The Clutch crowd is different. I didn't think when we came over and started that tour, I didn't think that our crowds would be that different, but they are. They're very different.
Very diverse. Different from Europe.
Very. Because in Europe... Yeah, I agree totally, because in Europe, Clutch's crowd is bigger than the most of our genre sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But, it's all pretty much the same people, whereas here, the Clutch's crowd is different. So it was great to play to just a bunch of people every night coming up to you saying, "I've never heard you before, but you were great." And that kind of shocked us at first, and then it's like, "Yeah, this is great." It was great to just get some feedback from some different people. And I mean, that sounds kind of bad, but I mean, like, we love people come and see us.
What you're saying is actually what a musician wants to do. I mean, you're getting the energy from your solid fan base.
Yeah.
But then that energy you get from the new, it's like dating a new girl, man. Like,
cool. Yeah, yeah. I think you
love your wife, but banging the chick's hot.
Shh, don't say that.
But, metaphor.
Yeah. I agree with the metaphor. But, I don't think if you're not going to want to play to new people and new crowds and experience new things and try and push yourself to different places and different people, then there's no point in doing it. No point in sitting and being comfortable and playing to the same crowds year after year. I mean, that's great, but you need to, we feel the need anyway, to push on. And we go home, we go home and support Airborne for like 2 weeks, and that's a different crowd completely. I mean, that's just a hard rock crowd.
But then again, though, in Europe, I understand that you as a musician, you may not on the record want to say this, but I'll say this. In Europe, it's more about the music. It's more about embracing and enjoying yourselves. In America, especially in the big markets, it gets to be kind of like snobbish, man, and it's really troublesome, because in Europe, you have these amazing packages of different diverse type of music where everybody is experiencing it and rocking out to new stuff. In America, would you agree?
I agree.
Would you want to say that?
I agree. Well, I would say that there is a certain element in certain cities, because I think London's a prime example of that, where you go and play in London, there's a big crowd there for all sorts of different types of music, not only metal, but music in general. But everyone's a musician. Everyone's in a band. Everyone's going, "Well, come on then, impress me.
Yeah.
I'm a musician. You think you're a professional musician these days, And that's kind of, although that's kind of snobbish, it's also kind of a natural thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if everyone's doing the same thing, everyone, is confident in their own ability, then they're going to be a bit like, well, standoffish, not going to jump down the front and start waving themselves, you know, throwing themselves around, because it's not cool to be in a band and do, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
so
I know exactly what you mean.
You kind of get, I mean, it's, so you come and play in slams like LA, New Orleans, New York, Chicago, where the crowds are great, but you do know there's a big section, big kind of percentage of that crowd who are in bands.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, we are used to that. We've been around a long time. We know that's cool. I mean, it's not like we played some shows with Clutch on that tour where, you know, I can't remember where it was. You know, that, you know, I've done so many shows this year, but people were going, no, you could tell no one was in a band. They were out there, you know, and they went wild.
Yeah.
You know, because they had no inhibition. They had no, you know, I don't want to be seen flipping out,
it's,
you
straight
know.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
It's straight old school. Make, you know, have a good time.
But it's cool. I mean, we're, you know, I go and see bands. I'm not throwing myself around the crowd either. You know, I'm standing watching and enjoying. And maybe part of that going, you know, I don't really stand and say, impress me. I'm there. If I'm going to see a band, I'm there to enjoy them.
Right, right.
But I know that exists, and I know that's kind of a natural thing for a lot of musicians to be like, and we understand it, we appreciate that, and so that's fair enough.
You know, the Orange Goblin sound is so organic that it's, with all due respect, it's just really simple. It's just straight up rock and roll. But at the same time, how do you keep yourself from not recycling, because every album has its own different energy in the rock and roll perspective? How do you keep yourself not recycling, especially now? Again, I don't want to emphasize the new audience coming in, but I would figure that it's got to be difficult to keep that organic, simple writing process. Fill me in on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite hard to put our finger on, I guess. I mean, there's a couple of aspects, I think. I think, one, we just enjoy playing. We enjoy playing these songs. We're excited about writing new songs. We enjoy each other's company, which is quite
that
rare
helps.
In a band.
Yeah, that like, helps a lot.
We tour with a lot of bands. They've come and gone, and, you know, and we, in 99% of the time, we just enjoy each other's company. We're good friends. We used to live together in a big house, like a.
Oh wow!
I'm not even going to go what that was like, but that, you know, you can imagine. But you know, we kind of get on, and we know when to leave each other alone. We know when people are having a bad day. We know to steer clear, and then, I guess it. We wear our influences on our sleeve.
Yeah.
A lot, and we've never been that ashamed, really, because if we are all listening to stuff, you know, away from the band, you know, on tour, then when it comes to writing stuff, that stuff's going to come out, and it always has done.
Nice.
It always has done, and we've never tried to stop it. You know, we've always, oh, that sounds a bit like Black Sabbath. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, oh, that sounds like, I don't know, it sounds a bit like Mastodon. But, whatever. You know, as long as it's not, like, blatant, and, you know, where people are going, come on, then we'll use it. And we kind of have been always been quite proud to wear our influence on our sleeve and say, yeah, this is what we're listening to right now. And whether it be Lynyrd Skynyrd or whether it be,
that's awesome,
I don't know, Obituary,
yeah,
you know, we, it's kind of like, yeah, well, that's what we're listening to, and it's going to have our stamp on it, you know. And so we have some riffs that are different, and, like, you know, some people say, oh, you've gone, you know, you've got like a different vibe on this song. Yeah, it sounded good.
Well, you know what? It works. And I think what's even more remarkable is, I would say, and I hope you agree with this, Orange Goblin is a real live band.
Yeah, I think so.
The energy, the whole complexity, it's a live old school rock and roll band, but now in 2013. Actually, well, since 1995, let's just be accurate. But most live bands can't get that energy and transcribe it in the studio. You guys do that very well.
Thank you. That means a lot to us, because everyone says, oh, you're a live band, and we kind of are. I mean, we're a bit more professional now than we used to be, to play drunk and fall off, you know, and although it used to be a kind of a spectacle, it wasn't very professional,
Well, growing pains.
Yeah, and so, but everyone always says you're a live band, but to see you say that's great, because I don't know how we, if that's what comes across.
Oh,
then that's
excellent.
Then that's great. We do record live. I mean, we've never recorded separately. I mean, there'll be, what happens is we'll play together, But we'll just record the drums. But we're jamming in the same room together if we can. If not, you know, very close so we can keep eye contact and stuff.
The human element.
And I think it comes across, like, you can... We're playing live.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's it. I'm not sure.
Again, I mean, you're keeping it simple.
Yeah, it's... Oh, we have to. We know. If we start complicating things, it doesn't work. So, you know.
What's going on? You're touring the United States right now with Holy Grail.
Yep.
When are you going to start, or are you going to start recording for a new album?
Let me see. So we go home on November 11th. We're home for like one day, and we fly to Greece for like a short...
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
4 or 5 day tour, and then we fly home, and then we're home for a week, and then we're out of Airborne until Christmas, pretty much.
Wow.
And then there's nothing, so we kind of looking at the diary going, okay, there's a gap. I mean, I personally get married on May the 1st, so I've got like...
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I've got like a few days before the wedding, I need to be home, and then I'm on honeymoon for 3 weeks, so there's a month.
Right.
So we're going, okay, so there's a month where no one's earning any money. Maybe we record, maybe... So we get the plan to record when I'm away,
right.
You know, and these days things can be sent via... You know, Dropbox and stuff, so I can hear stuff. You know, so it's not a problem. We don't actually. The eulogy for the dam was recorded very similar. Like we recorded it over.
Great record, by the way.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're still very pleased with it. But it was recorded over 9 weekends, which is different for us. We usually record like in a block 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Get drunk every day, and you know, whatever comes out. You know, but that one's different. We recorded in London, which is the first time we've ever done that, and then it was over a weekend, so we could go work and then go in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and also you could go away and come back with fresh ears.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of worked. So but I went on holiday during that time and came back, and it kind of fresh ears, so that kind of worked. So I think we will record probably May.
Okay.
For like a full release probably. Then we're back, I guess. So, yeah. Fingers crossed. That's not set in stone. But that's kind of the plan being etched at the moment.
All right, right on. Well, listen, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I'm looking forward to seeing you play tonight. Again, the Orange Goblin live experience should not be missed. You're back in North America. Everyone, go out and see Orange Goblin. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers, man.
Cheers.